on KLYT. This is ABQ Connect. There's still time to join the conversation by calling 505-338-5790 or text 505-585-LIVE.
Hey, coming up later this week on ABQ Connect, tomorrow we'll be visiting with the Creation Science Fellowship of New Mexico. Ray Mondragon will be in studio, I believe so. And then Thursday, an update from the Rio Grande Foundation. Paul Gessing joins us to talk about local issues and topics relevant to you. The Samson Society, part of Friday's show, also. We'll hear about becoming a screen-savvy family. If you missed that, with Adam Holtz from Focus on the Family, a book he was part of putting together. And, of course, we'll get our Friday financial update with Brian Cochran. We're going to miss our Heritage Foundation update. If we do anything from Heritage, at least Genevieve is out this week. So we'll press on and pick that back up the following Friday. I always enjoy getting that update from the Heritage Foundation. So lots of things. And if you want to find out more about the show and what we've had on that maybe you missed, go to abqconnect.online. I already teased that our next guests, Terry and Janow, will be in studio to talk to us about ABQ God's Talent, which our listeners should be well acquainted with. We've been talking it up. And thank you guys for coming back in studio with us.
Well, thank you
for having us.
We got a great list of young people that are going to be performing on
Friday
at 7. Is it 7 o'clock? And it's a free event. I've said several times. I went last year. I brought my son with me. We had a blast. And actually, I was well acquainted. My wife has known the mother of last year's winner longer than she's known me. And we've been married, a long time. I know how long, but I'm not going to say it because I don't really know how old I am. But so one of the things we've been talking about, because, you know, we haven't really known yet. When we say talent, it's very diverse. And you know, as you were accepting auditions, we were talking about singers, dancers, painters, comedians, musicians, public speakers. Mm-hmm. What do we have in store this year?
Well, we have some violins this year. We have a violin duet and a violin soloist. The soloist is from La Cueva.
Very nice.
And she's a friend of our last year's winner, Emily Peacock. So we're really glad to have her. We have a couple of singer-songwriters that have original songs.
Very nice.
And some others that are doing some well-known Christian music.
We have a speaker.
Yeah, we have actually a gospel presenter that's
like a TED Talks type thing, or
kind of, yeah.
Well, it'll be doing Charles Spurgeon.
Yeah.
Oh.
Preaching.
Okay, yeah. Like he's memorized a message that Charles Spurgeon gave.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
It's a short.
I know some people I need to invite to see that. Yes. Okay.
We've never had that before, and we're
really that's really cool. Glad.
Yes, we're really blessed to have him be, you know, in this.
And then another thing that's unique this year is that we have not only Hope Christian School, who really supports us a lot, and Hoffmantown Church, but Legacy Church and Citizens Church.
It's the body of Christ.
Yes.
Yeah, I love to see that. I love to see that.
Steve Smotherman Jr. from Legacy Church will be our MC.
Nice.
And a gospel presenter
at the end. And then Lyric Morrison, who's from Citizens Church, will be one of the judges. Michael Morin from Legacy Church will be one of the judges. And David Hopkins, the worship leader at Hoffmantown Church, will be one of the judges.
So good.
Yes.
So good. Do you have a favorite, what do you like to find I know you're both musicians.
Yes.
So is that something?
I think for us, for me personally, I would love to see more of gospel presenter, you know, that way people will get to hear the good news, you know, and that's the most important. And I think that's very much at the beginning, it's our vision, our, you know, and really we want our people, hearts there.
Yeah, we want people to understand that all of this talent is directly from God.
And you know, and I want to speak to the hope to see more young people sharing the gospel.
Right.
They have a great opportunity for a free event we just talked about for the last couple of segments. The Great Commission Alliance Mission and Evangelism Training is happening at Redemption Hill Church in Rio Rancho this Saturday morning at 9 o'clock. Go to redemptionhillnm.org. And find out how Nate and the crew are going to equip you to do that. That's exciting.
Yes.
It is.
It's exciting to see.
We love seeing it.
But, okay, so how many annual now?
This is our sixth year.
Okay.
So we're hoping to survive at least one more year.
Oh, hopefully a whole lot more than that.
Yes.
And it really isn't. I mean, you know, in the place where we're living, how difficult it's become, whether you're parenting or grandparenting, to have a place, the whole family. You know, there's plenty of places that aren't necessarily Christian venues and what have you, you can go to go enjoy time with your family. But even so, when you go there, sometimes, you know, you're dealing with stuff just because we're living in Albuquerque, quite honestly. And what a great venue and production that's put on that really I can confidently say, and I have to families and friends, hey, this is a family out. It's free.
Yeah.
Thank you.
It's exactly what it is. And also our purpose for the mid-school through high school students being involved in this is, if you listen to the news media in the world, all you hear is bad stuff about the youth.
Yeah,
this is a way that we're presenting youth that are amazing.
Yeah,
they're doing great things, and they're doing the right thing. They're lifting up the Lord to the public.
Yeah, and I appreciate your exhortation to that demographic. Because I think sometimes it is very unnoticed. Now the top 10 finalists. Now these are all middle school and high school students that'll be performing.
Yes.
And I was really impressed actually last year with all of the talent that. And I'm sure it had to be difficult going through the auditions. There was probably some people.
Oh, yes.
You know, should we make it 15? You know?
That's right. You're right on
but,
that.
But along with all the youth, there's a multi-generational choir that's going to be performing.
That's cool.
And I quite honestly forget. Is that something we did last year too?
Yes.
Okay.
Actually, we've been doing it maybe 3 years. First 2 years we didn't have.
So I think we're up to like 35 or 36 people now.
Now, when you gather this, now each year has it been, I imagine there's been maybe some of the same people in it, but is it a group of people that are outside of this talent show regularly? Can we talk a little bit about that and opportunities to see this choir in action?
Yes.
So, Maria, sorry, this is something you oversee.
Yes.
A multi-generational choir. And and even though people may not, you know, maybe they didn't take the time to reach out to be a part of that for this event, what's on the horizon? What do you have going on?
Well, my heart's always been, you know, coming together as a body of Christ and people from all over the world. And, I mean, this community especially in specific. But for other people, you know, to see that we can worship together from the youth to the, you know, old, and to come together. And hopefully people will respond to that, you know, because I think a lot of people thinking, you know, if you blend a choir together, the kids will not fit with the, you know, older generation. But I really believe, you know, otherwise with that issue, because I think when they sing together to the Lord, I mean, that we make a joyful sound unto him. And that's what we want to see, you know.
Amen.
And lift it high.
And like you mentioned, I'm imagining this is made up of people from all over the community that attend different churches. And you've already mentioned a lot of the different churches that are already involved. And, you know, it goes without saying that we know that each of us attend the church we attend because, you know, there may be doctrinally a little bit of something different that we're not used to or you know, we're not choosing or we don't agree with, but we've drawn together is because we know we can agree on the gospel of Jesus Christ, and
Amen.
We come together as the body of Christ, And the rest of the community will know we are Christians by our love one for another. And that's just another great opportunity, I think this is.
Amen to that one, yes.
You know, it's interesting because we taught the praise team at Hope Christian School for a few years. And praise leaders that are going to be our guest praise singers.
Oh, nice.
Open the event to sing along with the choir are from our praise team at Hope Christian School, who are now serving as worship leaders at Legacy Church.
Yes. I love this. Yeah. Like we said, it's the body of Christ working together to see this happen. So if you just tuned in, we're visiting with Terry and Maria Sari Janow. And of course, there's several sponsors who've been a part of making this happen, including the Janow Academy of Music. And what are some of the other sponsors that are helping make this? There we go. Hoppintown Church, obviously, Hope, we've mentioned Legacy, Maclaum Policy, Anchor Insurance, Bibles Plus, Forever Memories, TV 32.
Herrera Coaches.
And Clemens.
Yes.
Custom Homes and Sign Gypsies. And let me see, Mommy and Me Piano. How fun.
Yes.
So all of these different sponsors are making this happen. Is it Musicality?
Correct.
Yes.
Okay. I don't know about this year, but if someone, you know, someone's hearing, oh, I would have totally supported this.
They're more than welcome to help us.
Yeah.
K-Light also, it's there.
There we are, K-L-Y-T. And, of course, we love just having you guys on and mentioning it every year.
Thank you.
Because, well, it's like I said, it makes sense. Hey, families, here's a great place to be a part of. Actually, the other thing is, it could be an evangelical opportunity, you know, if you want to get out with some friends you've been wanting to, and just tell them, yeah, there's this talent show where it's free. You want to come with us?
Exactly.
And hopefully share the good news as the kids, and they'll hear Charles Spurgeon.
Yes.
Come on. It can't get much better. All right. Well, before we put a bow on our conversation, I want to throw it back to you to make sure we're not leaving anything out you want to make sure to mention to our audience.
Just come.
Yeah.
We want to present these young people in the best light, and they're very talented, and you'll be amazed at what they're capable of.
Yeah, and part of what the listener can do is go to the abqgodstalent.com website.
Yes.
And right. See past performances. Once you see that, you'll see that, oh, no, this is going to be cool.
No, it's the real deal. I mean, these kids are amazing.
And yeah.
We mentioned the prizes also. They get the award or the reward.
Nice.
You know, all the 10 finalists.
First prize gets a $500. Second prize is $200. Mm-hmm. Third prize is $100.
Very good. Well, again, you'll find out more about it at ABQ God's Talent. It's at Hoppintown Church. This Friday night, 7 o'clock, that's Harper and Ventura in the Northeast Heights, and it's going to be showcasing the middle school, high school students that made the top 10 finalists to showcase those God-given talents, and of course, the multi-generational choir and the worship
orchestra
members. What's
Legacy
that?
Church.
And the orchestra.
We have our full orchestra.
Oh, okay.
To open it up with the Hoppintown Orchestra is volunteering.
Nice. Are either of you joining in? Are you too busy running
and
producing?
No, we'll be there playing.
Yeah.
You are?
Yeah.
Nice. Okay. It's going to be a lot of fun. It's a free event to attend. So enjoy watching the finalists this Friday night. If you miss some of the information, listen, go to abqgodstalent.com or just be at Hoppintown Church 7 o'clock this Friday night. Fill the place, will you?
We will.
Thank you.
All right. Hey, stick around. More on the way. We'll let you know more about what's going on in the community when we come back from the break on ABQ Connect.